te vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 13, Text. Text 13. Here it's 12 and 13, and there's not really a purport. 13 is written there? So we'll read a few verses till Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada gives his purport. Otherwise, we have nothing to say if Prabhupada didn't give a purport. Is that text 11? What did he say, 13? Oh, text 11 has a purport. Is text 11 on the board? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Tayendra smasahat tapam nivritir namun avishat rimantam vachyatam praptam sukayanti api no gunaha tayendra smasahattapam nivritir mamavishat mimantam vachyatam praptam sukayanti apino gunaha tayendra smasahattapam nivritir namumavishat rimantam vachyatam praptam sukayantyapino gunaha tayandrasmasahattapam nivritir namumavishat Mrimantam bachyatam praptam sukayantyapino gunaha. Tayandrasma sahatapam nivritirnamama visat Mrimantam bachyatam praptam sukayantyapino guna. Tayendrasma sahatapam nivritirnamama visat rimantam vachyatam praptam sukayantyapino gunaha. Tayendrasma sahatapam nirtirnamuma visat rimantam vachatam praptam sukayantyapino gunaha. Tayendrasma sahatapam nirtirnamuma visat rimantam vachyatam praptam vanyadam abhino gunaha. Matajis. Tayendrasma sahatapam nivritim namama vishat rimantam vachyatam praptam sukiyantyapino gunaha. Tayangrasmasahattapam Nivritirnamumhavishat Vimantam vachyatam praptam Sukhyanti apino gunaha Taya, by that action, Indra, King Indra, Sma, indeed, Asahat, suffered, Tapam, misery, Nivriti, happiness, Na, not, Amun, him, Avishat, entered, Vrimantam, one who is shameful, Vachyatam, ill fame, Praptam, obtaining, Sukhyanti, give pleasure, Api, although, no, not, Guna, good qualifications, like possessing opulence. Translation. Following the advice of the demigods, Indra killed Vritrasura, and he suffered because of this sinful killing. Although the other demigods were happy, he could not derive happiness from the killing of Vritrasura. Indra's other good qualities, such as tolerance and opulence, could not help him in his grief. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. One cannot be happy by committing sinful acts, even if one is endowed with material opulence. Indra found this to be true. People began to blaspheme him, saying, "This person has killed a Brahmin for the sake of enjoying heavenly material happiness. Therefore, in spite of being king of heaven and enjoying material opulence, Indra was always unhappy because of the accusations of the populace." Tayendra smasahattapam devritir namamavishat Rimantam vachyatam praptam sukhyanti apino guna. Following the advice of the demigods, Indra killed Vritrasura, and he suffered because of this sinful killing. Although the other demigods were happy, he could not derive happiness from the killing of Vritrasura. Indra's other good qualities, such as tolerance and opulence, could not help him in his grief. Om Agyanam Tamirandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmaya Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes. With the torchlight of knowledge, I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So here, because Indra was always being accused by the public was making accusations against Indra, he was always unhappy. Even though he was king of heaven, he should be very happy and satisfied. He wasn't happy because he was always being accused by others for his killing of Vritrasura. This person has killed a Brahmin for the sake of enjoying heavenly material happiness. This was the accusation of the general populace, criticizing Lord Indra. This is the nature of the material world. I criticize you. You criticize me. That's natural in this material world because we are filled with enviousness. Of course, Krishna consciousness means non-envious, freedom from envy. Nivritta Trishna Upagiyamanad Bhavasara Chotra Manobiramad Kautumasloka Gunanuvadat Puman Virajeta Vigna Pasumanat. Nivritta Trishna. One who engages in Krishna consciousness, not only they're not concerned with the general populace and the accusations of the general populace, but they're Nivritta Trishna. Even here in this verse, the word Nivritir, here Srila Prabhupada translates Nivritir as happiness. Nivritta Trishna means no more hankering in this material world. That I'm finished hankering, therefore Bhagavad Gita says no more lamentation. Because the material world means sokchiti and kankchiti. I hanker for something that I don't have. And then when I achieve it, I lament that either it wasn't as good as it was supposed to be, or I might lose it very soon. It might be taken away from me. Sokchiti and kankchiti. Brahmabhuta prasanatma na sokchiti na kankchiti. Samak sarveshu bhuteshu madbhakti labhate param. Brahmanohi pratistaham. The spiritual platform is na sokchiti na kankchiti. No hankering and no lamentation. No running after name and fame that's there within this material world. Indra wanted to be very famous as the king of the heavenly planets. But the people were criticizing him for killing Vritrasura, among other things that he had performed, other activities. And therefore he was never happy, materially happy. So we aren't after that type of material happiness. You may criticize me, I criticize you. Your dhoti has a splotch on it. I can't believe you're wearing a yellow kurta. Everyone in this material world is criticizing. But devotees, Nivritta Trishna, they're beyond. They have no more hankering in this material world. Not because there's some mystical happening that all the hankering goes away. It's actually very practical because we're engaged in serving the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the spiritual master. That taste of devotional service takes away all hankering. Just like now, today is a very special day. For the first time, the bhaktas of New Dwarka this year will be traveling to do TSKP, traveling Samkirtan. So it's a very, very special day and this very special activity. Because by performing Samkirtan, Srila Prabhupada made these temples not as places, Prabhupada said, to eat and sleep. Prabhupada said about his god brothers that sometimes all they were capable of doing was making transcendental plans to acquire dal and rice. Prabhupada said. But he made his temples as bases, not places just to eat and sleep and socialize and have social events, but as bases from which we send out our troops to fight with Maya. Prabhupada said this. He wrote one letter to the Los Angeles devotees. These temples are bases from which we send out our troops to fight with Maya. Fight with Maya means to drop thousands and millions of bombs, books. Just like during wartime, the airplane is dropping bombs. Prabhupada said, similarly, we are dropping the bombs, Krishna conscious bombs, his books. Because as soon as someone reads his book, we've had so much experience over the years. One boy, we asked him how he came to Krishna consciousness. He got a book, put it on a shelf. He didn't care about the book, Bhagavad Gita. One day he was lifting weights because he was a very skinny boy. So people were criticizing him like Indra was being criticized. You're too skinny. So he started lifting weights. The weights were too heavy. He fell against the bookshelf and the Bhagavad Gita hit him on top of the head. That's a true story. He read the Bhagavad Gita and became devotee of Lord Krishna. We had experience that one book, I forget the exact details, but a few years ago, one book was distributed in LAX. And somebody gave it to their cousin, who gave it to their roommate, who gave it to their friend. And somehow or other, someone wrote us a letter. The book ended up someplace in Florida. They found it in the garbage, but it said from such and such, Bhrigupati Prabhu, please have safe travels, whatever, you know, some nice writing on it. And we questioned, well, how did you get this? Well, I found it in the dumpster. I was moving into a new apartment in the school, Florida State or some school, and there was Bhagavad Gita, and I was mesmerized. So Srila Prabhupada's books, they have a life of their own. Our Vijay Prabhu is writing a book about all the stories of book distribution. Coming out soon? Just now coming. So many pastimes waiting to happen. So many pastimes have happened. And this is very auspicious that our young new devotees are going out to distribute Krishna consciousness. And this is how we become Nivritta Trishna. We don't become Nivritta Trishna free from hankering by sitting in the house and thinking, I got to really become free from hankering. I got to stop all this hankering. We're not Mayavadi. Mayavadis think, I have to stop my hankering. Or actually, we meet many spiritualists. They think that spiritual advancement means that I get some big house and a beautiful boat and a beautiful riches, some great riches. They actually think that this is my spirituality. This is the proof that I'm really spiritual, that I get abundance. Isn't God great? But our Krishna consciousness is not like that. It's very practical. That yes, God's very great. He takes away everything. You have 50 bucks, He will take 51 bucks from you. Janmaisvarya Shruti Tribir Edamana Marak Puman. That Queen Kunti, she prayed, she made some beautiful prayers, and one of her prayers was Janmaisvarya Shruti Shri Edamana Marak Puman. That this good birth which everyone wants to have a good birth. Janma Aishvarya, this wealth. Everyone wants to be wealthy, born with a silver spoon, golden spoon. Shruta, learning. Shri, beauty. Everyone wants to be very beautiful. Men are growing their hair long, or nowadays I think they're shaving their heads to look beautiful. Previously we were growing our hairs very long. Mine wouldn't grow long. I don't know about the other. Mine grew up. I don't know. It wouldn't go down. So it didn't look very beautiful. It was kind of a mess. But everyone wants to be very beautiful. Janmaisvarya Shruta Shri Edamana Marak Puman. Queen Kunti says that these are impediments on the devotional path. I don't want good birth. I don't want beauty. I don't want wealth. I don't want followers. But I want devotional service. So the Samkirtan mission, Srila Prabhupada knew, coming to the West, how will I engage them? None of us, not many of us, are very Brahminical and mode of goodness. Therefore, he had to take our mode of passion and engage it in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And so he created this book distribution and traveling, Samkirtan. In the early days when Savas was young devotee, Naikatma, Archita, myself, Banabhata, the whole temple was traveling Samkirtan, isn't it? I don't think we met at a temple. I met Savas and Naikatma on the road. I was going to colleges on Highway 90. And these two other guys were ahead of me everywhere I went. They said, oh, we already got the incense. Oh, yeah, we got those books already. There were these brothers who were here. I was like, who are these guys? And then I think somewhere on the road we met them. We were in our traveling Samkirtan van from Seattle. They were in Denver. And somehow I made the big mistake of taking the same highway that they were taking for every school they were going to. I think I jumped ahead of them and I got to Pocatello and Moscow before them. But in Montana, I think they were there, 73, 74, way before me. All the devotees were in traveling Sankirtan. Banabhata, you were also traveling Sankirtan? Out of San Francisco. And then in Japan. So much. So this was Srila Prabhupada's mood. The temple is a base from which we send our troops to go out and fight with Maya and drop hundreds and thousands of books into the laps of the conditioned souls. So they too can become Krishna conscious. Of course, we have our temple and we have our temple functions. We need people to stay at the temple. But this is very auspicious that these boys are now going and rekindling the traveling Sankirtan. And I think the other new bhaktas are waiting. As soon as they become advanced enough, you're going. Huh? Getting a new vehicle and everyone's going to go. Bhaktins also. They had Bhaktin traveling Sankirtan. That was not because you're born in a woman's body doesn't mean you don't do Sankirtan. I stay home and cook and sew. No! Prabhupada said one person stays back and watches the temple and everyone else go out and preach. This was Prabhupada's mood, that everyone go out and spread Krishna consciousness. Some people would go at the Harinam party. Some people would go with prasadam distribution party. We're having prasadam distribution right out of the temple. Some people would go with the book distribution party. Many people. And there's an army of book distributors all over the country now, all over the world. An actual army of men and women distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. That has to go on for decades and centuries. Because people are Natevidu Swargagatim Hi Vishnu. People don't know what the purpose of life is. They think the purpose of life is sense gratification, acquiring opulence, and having some nice social situation, criticizing each other. This is the purpose of their existence. And therefore, who else? There's no one else except devotees to train them, to teach them, to encourage them through Srila Prabhupada, from Srila Prabhupada. What is the purpose of life? Why am I here? Who is God? What is our relationship? Why is there suffering? How to get out of the suffering? No one knows. People don't know. Why am I here? What are we doing here? But devotees have the answer. I think they showed when my children were young. They had this Muppets, I think it was called. And in this one Muppet skit, the Muppets were going down the river, and one Muppet said, I'm totally lost. And the other Muppet said, well, try Hare Krishna. It was a very famous skit. My kids were amazed. They were watching the Muppets and said, try Hare Krishna. If you're lost, try Hare Krishna. Because people know that Krishna consciousness has the answer. Why I am here? What am I doing here? Why am I suffering? How to get out of the suffering? What is the purpose of this human form of life? Where am I going? All these questions, esoteric questions, are answered in Srila Prabhupada's books. And therefore it's our business every year to increase the book distribution, to send out more and more people. This is the mission of our Krishna conscious movement, to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, to give people the opportunity to read and collect in their homes, to have many of Srila Prabhupada's books, and to study them, and to become devotees in their home. And of course, join the temple and help the ranks of the Sankirtan army. Join the Sankirtan army. So, it's a very auspicious occasion, and we pray to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna that we can remain ourselves as part of the Sankirtan mission, and that we can engage in distributing Srila Prabhupada's books and Krishna consciousness throughout our lifetime. We have no other business. It's not like after a few years, you do 2 years of distributing Krishna consciousness, then you get married and live in Utah. No, this is lifetime. Our sign up is not for 2 years and you become an elder. No, this one you become for your whole life, like Bhrigupati Prabhu, like Vijay Prabhu, like Swavas Prabhu, Sankirtan devotee, preacher, whole life. Life begins to dwindle, things get tough, the tough gets going, what is it, the going gets tough, the tough go out on Sankirtan. that this is our lifetime mission of spreading Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada had said that make your lifetime plans for spreading Krishna consciousness. So this is your first day of traveling Samkirtan. May you have 50 more years of traveling. What are you boys like? How old? 22, 23? So you can live till 75. I think Savas and Nikatma are in their 70s, aren't they? Today is the 70th. Happy 72. So you have to go for 50 more years. It's not a sprint race. It's a long distance race. It's a, what do you call the marathon. Big marathon. And now these boys, few boys, are beginning this marathon. Is very auspicious. May you engage like this for 50 years. We still have a few more years to go. And somehow, we're praying to be engaged in Lord Chaitanya's Samkirtan mission, no matter what happens. Material energy doesn't want you to. Material energy says, no, I'm taking this, I'm taking that. I'm taking away your family, I'm taking away your sense gratification. And if you don't like that, okay, I'm going to take away your kidney. Maybe soon you want your liver? You think it's your liver? It's my liver. Krishna says, he can take your liver. But the devotee, they told me in the hospital, actually, you need this, 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 that, and that. If you did everything, we'd have to put in something here for heart and the kidney thing and this thing and that thing. He said, you'd be a bionic yogi. First bionic yogi. I said, no, not first. But let's make the arrangements. So Krishna can take anything away, but still our mission, we have our mission, preaching Krishna consciousness. Lifetime mission. So any quick question or discussion? It's 8:15. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.